Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Friday, barely. We're a man down. Tyler. Tyler not here today. This is a big deal. Other shows will be talking about this. Tyler handles Meat Friday. Takes care of my puppy, Winnie, in that order. And he answers your phone calls in that order. Tyler's not here today. I got the Traeger grills fired up. I don't know what we're having today. All I know is we're having a Meat Friday.
Nice.
I don't know what the meat is, but we're having a Meat Friday. Yes, Paulie.
Are the grills outside lit up like a vigil for Tyler? Like, come back? Like a thing around a tree, like a ribbon?
No, there are two of them that are on
in memoriam.
Yes, and we're gonna leave the light on for Tyler here, but I don't know what we're having today. I might have to bring in a designated grill master.
This is crazy.
Yes,
crazy.
It is. Yeah, it is.
How are we supposed to focus on our work?
I know that.
I saw Winnie walking around just sort of aimlessly. She had no idea what to do. She wasn't playing with any of her toys or anything.
Yeah, weeping openly. But Tyler is not here today. Somehow we're going to try to pull it all together and have a Meat Friday, because who has it better than we do?
Nobody?
Somebody probably right somebody now.
Yeah. I know.
It's like when Andrew Luck left the Colts.
By the way, 57 degrees, light drizzle as I'm outside once again. I'm undercover, though. I am battling a torrential downpour, the elements here, which really goes well when you're trying to recover from COVID. I'm sure that doctors out there saying, what an idiot. Well, they might say that anyway, but thoughts and prayers for me. But I'm outside, 57 degrees, a light breeze, and some drizzle right now. I feel a whole lot better than yesterday. When I walked in yesterday, it should have been a revolving door, and I should have just gone right back out. Today I walked in, Paulie goes, you're feeling better, aren't you? I go, yeah.
Within 3 seconds, just your tone, your hair, everything.
Oh, yeah, my hair. Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to our good buddy Nick Wright, Fox Sports, Ross Tucker, Westwood One, former NFL lineman, the NFL schedule release party last night. Although they released it, and then they had the official sort of release party there. But we saw sort of dribs and drabs, and I was fine with it. You want to put out week 2 Sunday night game and do that yesterday morning at this time? That's fine. I'm okay with it. I just wanted to see the schedule in totality, then be able to kind of dissect this, which we'll do. And there's some really great games. don't be fooled by storylines over a good game. Because the first Monday Night Football game stood out. I thought Russell Wilson, Broncos going back to Seattle, might be in that mix in the first couple of weeks and right out of the gate Monday night. Now, storyline over a good game. Big difference there. You know, when the Bills are going to play the Rams, that works. Chiefs, Buccaneers, that works. Storylines, good game, or at least the potential for a good game. I don't know if Russ going against Seattle is going to be a good game. Storyline, but maybe not a good game. We'll talk about some of the other matchups as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Looking forward to firing up the Traegers. It's barbecue season. Traeger wood-fired grill. Traeger is firing up deals on their website. Make sure you check out the new 2022 Timberline models that feature an induction cooktop. And you can find that at traeger.com/DPShow. Remember, use the promo code DPShow to get free shipping. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. We could never charge for this content. And also, we say good morning to our radio affiliates, led by iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. You know, when you walk in, now I limit my exposure inside the man cave. You know, wearing a mask, and you know, we're practicing safe distancing here. We're doing our best we can. But as I walk by Paulie, and we're about 20 feet apart, and he goes, "I got a hot poll," and I go, "What?" He goes, "I got a hot poll today
on a Friday. It's perfect."
I said, "Okay,
coming your way.
All right.
Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
If all three were free agents, and I think two of them are." And they all have the same asking price, whatever that may be.
Right.
I would, from a basketball standpoint and financial standpoint, if they're all three free agents and the same price, I would sign James Harden, age 32, Kyrie Irving, age 30, Russell Westbrook, age 33.
Hmm.
There is no fourth option on this poll.
I just want to say on behalf of Kyrie Irving, that's incredibly insulting.
Isn't he insulted by just about everything?
I'm insulted too.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to take Kyrie just because I know that there's more upside there. There's more baggage there. It feels like I know what I'm getting out of Russell Westbrook. Might not be great, but I know what I'm getting from him, which is probably why I don't want him.
Rare.
James Harden, the artist formerly known as... I would take Kyrie. I'm hopeful that he would play an entire season. It helps that he respects Kevin Durant. You got a big brother there, or feels like a big brother, taller brother. But Russ, I don't know how you make that work. I was also wondering, this is probably 3 years ago, where we talked about stats. I think we marveled at Klay Thompson maybe 4 years ago. Klay Thompson had an unbelievable game where he might have had four dribbles. He doesn't dribble at all. It's catch, shoot. But we were talking about Harden, Westbrook, and John Wall. So their usage rate, dribbling, those are the three top guys. And you look at them now, Westbrook, you know, kind of on the other end of stardom. John Wall doesn't play. And Harden looks like... he has played a lot of games. But I wonder, can you kind of have a, can he reinvent himself? Now, I don't want him as a, now he's a playmaker. I need James Harden. James Harden's one of the great scorers of all time. But when you don't score and you don't force the issue.
Hot take.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All the firemen are running out. What's going on? There's hot takes next door.
Patrick's on fire.
Oh, yeah. Right on cue. It was bound to happen. We're right next to a fire department. Over the years, the Sixers have been criticized for their decisions. They gave that max contract to Tobias Harris. They traded for James Harden. Then maybe the biggest mistake they made wasn't with Harden or Harris. The Sixers acquired Jimmy Butler from the T-Wolves back in 2018. Butler spent 1 year there. Then they sent him to Miami. And Miami, that was a sign-and-trade for Al Horford. Since the trade, Butler has led the Heat to three straight playoff appearances, an NBA Finals, and Al Horford wasn't even in the Sixers' rotation. Isn't on the roster. Now he's in Boston. Butler led the Heat with 32 to move past Philly for a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Al Horford still playing with the Celtics. They have their game with the Bucks coming up. But the Sixers' swing and miss is going to serve as a reminder to the rest of the NBA. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. I thought Joel Embiid had really, really interesting comments last night where he talked about who James Harden is now and who James Harden used to be.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, yeah, at times, you know, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive. All of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, you know, guys coming off the bench.
That's a pretty honest answer. And he's saying everybody, he's saying 1 through 15, but we know who he's talking about. James Harden has to force the issue. And then he says, well, let me let you hear from James Harden on, well, the question is in here about his lack of aggression.
Why weren't you more aggressive?
Like I just said, we run offense, the ball, you know, just didn't get back to me.
Okay, not buying that. What other time in his career has James Harden ever said, hey, you know, ball didn't get back to me? I understand Joel Embiid should be the focal point. Tyrese Maxey, focal point. To an extent, I guess, you know, Tobias Harris. But James Harden has got to force the issue. Get them in foul trouble. Shoot free throws. But the reason why they have you and they don't have Ben Simmons is because Ben was afraid to shoot. You afraid to shoot? And if so, why? Are you just out of shape? Philly's defense is really suspect, but a lot of that comes with effort. These guys are all great athletes, or for the most part, all great athletes. Then it comes down to you, do you want to play defense? And I'm watching last night where James Harden turns his head and Tyler Herro gets a lay-in. It's just lazy. And it's not just him, but James Harden wanted to be here. Didn't want to be in Houston. Didn't want to be in Brooklyn. I want to be in Philadelphia. Okay, so what do you do going forward? That's really the key. And I remember talking to Chris Mannix. He said, well, you got to bring him back. I go, no, I don't. Like, why? Well, you gave up all these draft picks, and you gave up Ben Simmons, and you gave up Seth Curry. And okay, here's the analogy I'll use. Let's say you have a really nice house and a really fragile foundation. So do you fix the foundation or do you just keep building another floor on the house? And that's what it feels like they're going to do. Hey, this is really fragile here. Yeah, it's okay. Let's pour more money into the top part of the house. Let's spend $50 million up here. Well, what about down here? It's okay. I just got to figure that you can spend that money elsewhere more wisely than I'm going to give you $200 million. Why? Well, because we traded away all these assets to get you. It feels like you're compounding the problem. If I'm Philly, you might have to just look in the mirror and say, do we have the right coach? And do we need to bring back James Harden? Because those are two pressing questions. We all love Doc Rivers. Everybody in the business today, if they're going to talk about Doc, will go, oh, we all love Doc. He doesn't have a good track record. He doesn't. Here's Doc. Ask about his job security.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again, this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
The results-based business.
It is, but you don't do it every year. Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job? No. So it's the same thing, all right? But listen, if you believe that, then go with it. I know what I did this year, and I feel very good about that. But again, if you believe that, Howard, then you just run with it.
Okay. First of all, Doc is wrong in, you know, kind of portraying the Sixers as this up-and-coming underdog. Nobody saw us. You spent a lot of money, made some moves. You have nothing to show for it. Can't get to the next round? All right, you had injuries? Absolutely. Understand it. But Doc can't sit here and go, man, I'm shocked that you're asking me that question. And it's almost like Doc is saying, go ahead, fire me. Go ahead. I'll end up with the Lakers. I'll get another job here. But there is accountability here. Is Doc the right guy for the team? I think that's a fair question to ask. Is James Harden the right player for this team? To me, he stunts your growth. I love Tyrese Maxey. He's 21. He's ready to go. Not afraid. And Embiid is in his prime. But if I can't go onto the floor with a guy that I'm spending that kind of money on, and I'm just not sure what I'm getting when I go onto the floor. Like Kyrie, I know when he gets on the floor what I'm getting. The question is, will he be on the floor? Harden gets on the floor, and I go, is he going to give you 32? Or are you going to give you 12? And I'm not sure. And I'm watching last night, and it used to be you would always know James had it. James was going to force it, and he was going to get you in foul trouble. He was going to shoot free throws. He was going to knock down threes. But this is different in the playoffs. So you compound that with a guy that you're not quite sure what you're getting, and then you put his lack of success in the playoffs, and then you end up with an egg last night. He scored as many points in the second half as Ben Simmons did. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls, poll question. Nick Wright will join us. He's got some strong comments on this a little bit later on. And Ross Tucker will join us as well as we look at the NFL schedule. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Got my scoop. Put it in my smoothie. Got my M drive right here. In case you're watching. There it is.
Look at you fronting the product. Look at you. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Got my fruit smoothie, threw a little scoop of M-Drive in there, and the everyday supplements for driven guys. You know, Fritzy watched me today and said, you know, I understand. You are like Kurt Gibson getting to the plate and homering off Eckersley.
Very similar.
Yeah. You know, I made fun of you yesterday, but you did. You limped to the plate, and you took everybody deep.
Scoop, there it is.
Yep, thank you. M-Drive, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop, or mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free. Free shipping. If you don't feel more energized after 60 days, get your money back guarantee. You know what? COVID doesn't have a chance against M-Drive. Not today. Getting older doesn't have to suck. You can still look and feel and perform your best with M-Drive. Visit mdrivedan.com. More strength, more energy, and T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Some great t-shirts there, always on sale. Very proud of what we've done there. And also pick up a bag of Penny's Bang Biscuits. Best and worst games of the 2022 NFL regular season. I thought that we would see the Rams and the Bills, and we got that. Dallas against Tampa Bay, we got that. Broncos at Seattle, we got that as well. Got some spicy games here. But don't confuse storyline with an actual great game. Because I think, do we have New Orleans playing? Is this Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota? Like are they going to meet again?
Saints at Atlanta week one. And if Mariota and Winston are starting, they started their careers against each other week one.
Yeah.
When they were drafted.
Yeah. Doesn't have the same kind of attraction as it did back then. All right. Best. You guys want to do best and worst games of first weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Paulie, I'll let you start.
Okay. I'll make my case here. Patriots at the Miami Dolphins week one is my favorite because I like new. I like what's new and different, not just great teams. New England usually struggles at Miami, at least.
Yeah.
And then Tua with his new talent, Waddle year two, to me that's a lot of fun.
Okay.
The New York Giants at the Tennessee Titans. This isn't a slight of the Titans, but they're not known for being exciting. Losing AJ Brown makes them less so. The New York Giants are not interesting football to watch at all.
That feels like a 22-9 score.
That'd be a best case.
Yeah, 22-9. Todd, best and worst of week one.
My initial thought was to go with my Broncos against the Seahawks, but based on the way we're kind of describing how we should pick, I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Are the Bills for real? Can they knock out the Super Bowl champs at SoFi? So Bills-Rams for me is the best. Worst, Jaguars at Commanders.
Yeah. I mean, Broncos-Seahawks could turn out to be a great game. I think we get caught up in the storyline of Russ going back to Seattle. Seattle's not good, or not very good. Maybe they're good. Denver, we're not quite sure yet. They should be, but it's a storyline. Seton O'Connor, best and worst.
Well, I'm surprised at actually how many, we were talking about this before the show, how many like rivalry games there are week one, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. I'm happy that they did that, but Packers-Vikings is fun. Raiders-Chargers. Patriots-Dolphins. There's a couple of good ones there. My least favorite game, though, is probably also Commanders at Jaguars. There's just not a lot interesting happening there. Although, I think as the season goes on, seeing how the Jaguars maybe progress.
But this is Carson Wentz now in a Commander uniform.
No thanks.
And then last year with the Colts, they had to beat the Jags, and he failed miserably. And now you open the season with the team that probably put the final nail in the coffin of it's time to move on from you. Marv, best game, worst game, week one.
All right, worst game, Colts-Texans.
Colts-Texans.
Yeah, the AFC South just bores me to death.
That one leaves me parched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best, Patriots-Dolphins. I just want to see Tyreek Hill versus Bill Belichick. I just want to see what he does, how Tua underthrows him and Waddle. I'm ready for it.
Well, you know, Coach Belichick always takes away your best weapon. I always like that he's the only coach who's ever thought of taking away your best weapon. He's really good at taking away your best weapon. All the other coaches around the NFL, do you think they go, who should we stop today? Don't worry about Tyreek Hill, you know. Just let him do whatever he does. Mecole Hardman, we got to shut him down. That's who we have to shut down. Yeah, Paul.
I have a theory that the league is downplaying the Browns because of their new quarterback. They had three national TV games last year. Mm-hmm. They are a national story for many reasons. They have a lot of star power in their team. Their new quarterback is very interesting. Maybe not likable, but interesting. They're down to two games. I think the Bengals deservedly have five.
But I think the NFL is saying, we don't expect Deshaun Watson to be playing. Mm. That was the feeling I got. Because if you know he's going to play, does the NFL say, hey, we'll take the criticism. We're going to put him on, you know, primetime marquee matchup here. Yeah, Paul.
Does the NFL schedule guy walk down the hallway and talk to the NFL discipline guy and say, what am I working with here? Because how would you not?
I'm going to guess you have to have some input there.
No emails.
From the commission. No paper trail. That's where, I think his name is Mike North. He does the scheduling for the NFL. Does he just walk down the hall and go, commish, would you shake your head one way or another? Should I schedule the Cleveland Browns through the first six, seven, eight, ten? First 10 games in prime. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Roger. Yes, Seton.
I love that with Buccaneers at Cowboys, in all likelihood, one of those two teams is going to lose, and the sky is going to be falling for one of them. So whether it's Tom Brady focused on retirement, looking at the TV, gets problems with Arians, there's a million storylines there. Is Dak really the quarterback? How long can the Cowboys keep going on? It's great. Both of them, it's going to be an absolute disaster when one of them loses.
Yeah, but it's a bigger storyline when the Cowboys lose and when they lose at home. That game's in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, that's far bigger story.
And the week two, Cowboys host the Bengals. But then they get well versus the Giants and Commanders, in theory, week three and four.
Yeah. Well, you get through those first two, then you could be 4-0. Then all of a sudden, Jerry. Jerry pushing all the right buttons. Dak, wise investment here. If they lose that game at home, that's when the sky starts falling week one. Sky starts falling week one loss. Would it be Dallas would lead every? What if the Rams lost at home to the Bills? Probably not, right? You'd just go, okay, Buffalo's a good team and Super Bowl favorites here. I got MVP favorites, in case you're curious. And I do like the Bills and the Rams. I thought that that was going to be that Thursday night game. Tampa and Dallas is interesting, but I don't know what to expect out of Dallas this year. I don't think they got better in the offseason. And then I'm always curious with Brady and Tampa Bay. But the Bills at the Rams and the Jags at the Commanders, that's a tough watch. Even if my son was playing in the game, I might have a hard time watching that game. All right. MVP odds, way too early NFL MVP odds. And you know I love talking about the NFL MVP. You can't start soon enough for me. Early favorite, according to DraftKings, Josh Allen. Then it's Patrick Mahomes. Two quarterbacks. All the leading candidates for MVP are quarterbacks, by the way. All right, so Josh Allen plus 700, Patrick Mahomes plus 900, then two quarterbacks. You want to guess the two quarterbacks at plus 1,000 early NFL odds. Marv?
Joe Burrow?
No. No Burrow.
Nice.
All right, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
I don't see Joe Burrow in the top six. We got to find out what Joe Burrow's odds are. I might get a value pick out of this. Yeah, Paul.
Justin Herbert?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bloop.
I said it as a question, yeah, though, to cover myself if I was wrong. Oh, yeah. That's what you do if you're not sure.
Yeah, Seton.
Did you say Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford is on the list, but he's not there. Todd?
Matty Ice shocking the world with
no.
The Colts?
Oh, come on.
Matthew Ice?
This is a obvious one.
Hashtag Thomas?
No.
Oh, that's his BS list.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you're right, Paulie. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. Okay? I don't think people realize that.
Thank you, Jimmy Jimerson. Next on the list.
The Green Bay Packers, okay?
All right, thank you. Paulie did hear that this morning.
Seat with Jimerson, and because we heard it. Anytime you have Aaron Rodgers on your roster, you have to be considered a contender to win your division. That's hard hitting.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers here.
Okay.
All right.
Anytime you have Aaron Rodgers.
Whenever we hear this, we always go, okay, what time is it? It's 4:22. We're watching this show. All right, I'll bring that up to Seton for Jimmy Jimerson. Russell Wilson Jr. III is fifth on the list, and then Matthew Stafford after that.
Does this list only go 7 weeks into the season?
Rare.
What? That wasn't necessary at all.
What the hell just happened?
What just happened? That wasn't necessary.
I don't have the the first position player on here. Would that be Cooper Kupp?
Ooh.
I'm guessing.
How about Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals? Could he get some if he has that 110 catch season?
It feels like Cooper Kupp gets more credit than Matthew Stafford does, but it feels like Joe Burrow would get more credit than Ja'Marr Chase would, if that makes sense. Because we've seen Cooper Kupp have maybe the greatest receiving year of all time. Matthew Stafford was always a curiosity with Detroit. Put up good numbers, but you know, nothing playoff-wise. Now he wins a Super Bowl, but I don't know if we'll look at him MVP-wise as much as we will Cooper Kupp. At least I get that feeling, even though Matthew Stafford's got better odds there. Oh, by the way, the Mavericks rolled the Suns last night, and Luka, they may not make it to the Western Conference Finals, but if Phoenix will, if they do win Game 7, that's going to be one of those. Whew. I don't know how Dallas does it, but Luka was playing bully ball last night. He wanted it. He was bringing it to you, and he did not care who was in his way. He had one turnover last night. But I love this attitude. I love this rivalry, him and Devin Booker. I love it. If that's going to be something we see for the next, you know, 5, 7, 10 years, great. But Luka was going to play bully ball last night. Yeah, Marv.
Luka's going to play himself into an iconic run. Say if they play the Warriors or the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And they get to game seven against the Grizzlies or the Warriors or even get to the finals, it's going to be Iverson 01, LeBron 07. Like, how did he do it with this group? Like, he's going to put himself in an iconic status where he's just not a stat stuffer. He's a guy where it's like, look, I can take some scrubs, not scrubs, but I can take some less than stellar guys and take them deep. Huh.
Luka scored 33, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. They blew out the Suns, and now we go to a seventh game. It wasn't pretty. If you look at the Suns held to their season low in scoring for the second time this series, Phoenix shot 40% from the floor, 22 turnovers here. Chris Paul is pretty good in game sevens. He's tied for the second most game sevens among active players, and this will be his eighth game seven. Paul has averaged 20, 10, and 6 in his previous game sevens. You know, maybe the problem is how he is in game six that leads to
13 and 4.
Yeah, we need you in game seven because maybe you didn't perform well in game six. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, two times for my Backroom Bros. Great job this week, guys, pulling it together. Listen, Dan, with the Tom Brady situation and him receiving $375 million, do you see this as it being a trend? Because that's like a massive NIL deal. Now, excuse me for being redundant. I've been in and out on the show. I don't know if you've covered it. But can you see maybe Peacock or FanDuel going after a particular quarterback that plays in a bay that happens to be green that's in the NFC North? Because I would love to get his ass. I mean, I would love to see Aaron Rodgers on TV working for FanDuel or somebody, man. I really would. And special request, can we get some, what was it, the music that you guys used to do by Odorous, Will of Punishment? Just a little Will of Punishment music, man.
Please. Why? Why?
I just love that song, man. I, for some reason, I always love whenever you guys are Will of Punishment.
Yeah, but somebody's got to be punished, Jeff.
Well, I'll get punished, man. How about that? Put me on the Will of Punishment. How about that?
Do we'll come up with something. Marv, do we have the Wheel of Punishment music? Which?
Looking.
Yeah. The cue would have been when Jeff says, hey, you know what? I love Wheel of Punishment. And then that's when you, Marv, with your tiny fingers, would go, let me type it up here.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And
you don't want to jump the gun, though.
There you go, Jeff.
The fact that this was actually released on an album, I think in Italy, I think it's only in like the Italian copy or something like that, is just one of the highlights of my life.
We are so big in Tuscany. We are. Puglia. I can't walk down the streets of Puglia.
Yeah, Puglia.
Yeah. Wheel of Punishment! I love a Fritzy.
Is a Fritzy really like that? Dad, I gotta ask you a question. Is a Fritzy really like that?
Does Marv have small finger?
A 5'11 or 1'8?
Ding!
That'd be no fingers.
Actually, it'd be more metric, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Jeff in South Carolina. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I already have a pie in the face bet with you guys for Carson Wentz and the Commanders getting, I think, 11 wins.
Yes. I mean, hold on. Yes, that is true. You have that bet. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to put another one on the Giants having a better than 500 record.
Marv?
I'm in. I'm taking it.
Okay. All right. That was quick. That was quick. Marv, you never raised your hand in class that quickly.
I sure didn't. Oh, no, that's okay. I'll take the zero.
All right. So, Jeff, you got a couple of pies to the face bets here with the Danettes, and they have a better than 500 record. There's 17 games. They have to go at least 9-8. Yes, Marv.
So he can start taking that pie around week 11.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Paul.
I got the New York Giants over under at 7.5 right now, which is actually pretty generous.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I got to double check that.
There's always, that's why when you try to do strength of schedule, and you go, oh, I'm going to handicap how good I think this team's going to be or that team's not going to be. It's based off last year. Well, a lot of things have happened in the offseason with free agency, trades, the draft, and, you know, the maturation process of a rookie or second-year player. Then you got a guy who maybe squeezed a little more out of his game, and he's at the, you know, the tail end of his career. There's so many things that go into this. And that's why when you go, yeah, we got an easy schedule, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Because you have the turnover, 50% turnover, it feels like, when it comes to the playoffs. Yes, Paulie?
The New York Jets over-under is 5.5. Both teams won 4 games last season, so Vegas likes the Giants way more. Wait, and also their schedule. The Jets have a tough schedule right out of the gate.
They play a game in Seattle. I don't know what week it is. And for some reason, I went, that sounds interesting. And I have no idea why. Yeah, Marv.
Is it Jamal Adams facing his former team?
Boy, how's that trade working out? Jamal Adams is good to have if that's all you need to be a championship team. Hey, we need a guy who's going to hit you. We need a strong safety who's going to hurt you.
He can't cover, but he's a linebacker.
You don't want to have a defensive back where you go, man, he can hit you. Can he cover? No. But if he catches you, he's going to hit you. It's not going to work out. Give up a couple of first-round picks. Ouch. All right, play of the day's up next. More phone calls. Our good buddy Nick Wright, he'll probably be a little bit fired up about James Harden's exit and the 76ers as well. All right, we'll take a break. And then you have games coming up tonight. You got the Bucks. The Bucks are a slight favorite against the Celtics. I've got them at like 1.5-point favorites tonight. And Grizzlies at the Warriors, game 6. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Eagle put it in front. Kalorn shoots, save me. Rebound point.
Score! Brayden Point! We're going to have a game seven. Brayden Point wins game six. 4-3 in overtime.
That was only game six.
Save a little.
That's courtesy of 970 WFLA Lightning Radio Network. Brayden Point had the game-winning goal. Over the last three postseasons, he leads the NHL with 30 playoff goals, seven of them game winners. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Traeger Wood-Fired Grills, firing up deals on their website. Be sure to check out the new 2022 Timberline models featuring an induction cooktop at Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember, use that promo code DP Show. You will get free shipping. Seton buried the lead today, just sent me a t-shirt that we have up on the website at danpatrick.com, and it has to do with McDonald's and Burger King. And
no, it doesn't.
Well, it's inspired by some fast food places, and I think Marvin talked about that Burger King, well, these two fast food places are right next to one another, the Burger Donald's, and no good but so good. And we have a t-shirt up on the website.
Oh, it's the best thing I've ever come up with.
Yeah. Congratulations,
Mark.
That's
true.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. I like imagining the conversation of like, hey, so what do you want to do for dinner tonight? Well, why don't we just pick up some Burger Donald's? Oh, okay, great.
That's exactly how it goes. Like, we kind of, you know, steered away from fast food because obviously it's not great for you, but.
Thank you, Mark.
It's no good, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Right.
But do you have to go Burger Donald's, you have to go Burger King first and then McDonald's second? What if you go McDonald's, you go Donald Burger?
No, because it just sounds
Donald
like somebody's
King.
Name. Yeah.
Donald King. Don King.
Because it's a burger and fries. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with what Seton said.
Yeah.
Burger Donald's just sounds, it was like, and my wife laughed when she heard it. And I was like, huh, all right. If she laughs, I'm good.
Okay. Burger Donald's.
Burger Donald's.
No good, but so good.
That's good marriage advice also. Guys, take your lady out to Burger Donald's.
Now you're giving marriage advice. I love it.
Better late than
never. A
couple
of days ago, you didn't have anything to say. Last week for Mother's Day, it's like, what's your advice for sustainability in a marriage? And you went, I don't have anything.
Oh, it sounded like math class in ninth grade all over again. Mr. Prince, you have anything to say? Huh?
Val in Texas. Hi, Val. What's on your mind? By the way, we have three game sixes coming up tonight in the NHL and three game sevens tomorrow, including two in Canada. Hey, Val.
Hey, bud.
Yep.
Glad you're feeling better. Hey, Dan, I don't know if you remember back when David Letterman used to have Charles Grodin on his show and just that odd demographic or that they had between each
dynamic,
other.
Dynamic, yeah.
Yeah, dynamic, there's the word. And to that end, I'm really sad that you and Nick Wright are getting along now. It was, I mean, I like peace and love and all that.
Val, it could change in a moment today. That's Nick Wright and I, that's our relationship. That seems friendly. And then all it takes is one stupid comment by one of us, normally Nick, and then it's on. So there's hope that, you know, it'll be not a contentious discussion, but it's always spirited between Nick Wright and myself. Gus in L.A. is back. Mr. Rodeo Drive, Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope all is well with you and the boys. Listen, not calling with a hot take, so you don't got to worry about the fire engine in the background. I'm calling because you guys have been my best of the week. Seriously, swear to God, you had COVID. You literally had every right to be like, yo, I'll see you guys next Monday. You came in. You're literally sitting outside, not directly into the rain, but kind of in the rain. The boys put the office in the back for you and everything. You know, all the guys on inside, they're doing their jobs. One hell of a job, seriously. I mean, I give you guys all the credit all the time. But once again, you guys continue to find the next level to go up. And that's what you guys have done. I told Marvin when I saw him, I'm going to be out there in September. I got to go to New York City for some business. I'll be honored to drive up north a little bit, buy you all around. You guys have earned many rounds. Just seriously, tip of the cap to you boys. You boys have one hell of a weekend.
Well, thank you, Gus. We appreciate that. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Gus, are you still there?
Oh, he's not.
Oh, we lost Gus.
Yeah.
I was wondering, a guy like him, what kind of authority does he have if someone tries to run out of the building with property? Gus is a big dude. We saw him.
Yeah, he's a doorman. I get. Is that the official designation? Security, Marv?
He's the head of security.
Head of security.
He was telling guys what to do. Like, we were going down Rodeo. He was like, all right, guys, I'll be right back. I was like, oh, that's a good life to live.
Okay. Yeah, so he's the head of security at a high-end store on Rodeo Drive. Marv ran into him on Rodeo Drive. Wait, did you know he was going to be there and then?
Coordinated that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got that voice. Hello, Mr. Patrick.
He was like, oh, I was like, oh, this is my wife, Jillian. He's like, hello, Jillian. She was like, hi. Whoa, relax.
An update on the poll results there, Seton. Do we have that?
We haven't thrown one up yet because I'm going to actually throw it over to Paul. We could do that maybe to start the...
the hot poll?
Yeah, one, he's got a hot poll. Paul
okay.
does. And I think one of them also has a story that must come with it, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. This is about the dog. Nick Wright's going to join us and Ross Tucker, final 2 hours in this Meet Friday. One more item as we close out hour one, and it's Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We now invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, the biggest stars, the all-time greats, and featuring official products from the NFL, UFC, French Soccer League. There's something for everybody. The NBA, Panini has great NFT packs for you to rip open while you're watching the games. Try out some of the NFT challenges and earn exclusive award cards and find your favorite players or list your NFTs in the Panini marketplace. In honor of the playoffs, look out for Panini's latest NFT release at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. NFT trading cards giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every pack. paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.